This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the NCAA tournament, here's what we've seen. Creighton beat Louisville by 14. They were three-point underdogs, so a mild, mild upset. Houston, as the number one seed, is up 24 at the half. Are 24 close to the end of the first half against SIU Edwardsville. Wisconsin's up by 6 early second half against Montana. And High Point got it close against Purdue, but a 9-point lead with a minute and a half to go for the Boilermakers, so it looks like they'll avoid a 4-13 upset. So earlier today, while I was being ridiculed for not getting enough pizza or the right pizza, something was said that really jumped into my ear. I heard it and I said, this sounds crazy to me. But Sean Morash is more of an expert when it comes to food, when it comes to pizza. So obviously your opinion on this will matter more than even I. Because what do I know? But it was something that was said between BT and Sal. I'm vamping for a little bit because Connor isn't here right now and he needs to pay the clip.
Oh, no.
I apologize. I think you needed to go to the bathroom. You want to know why? The pizza's going right through him.
No, it's not that bad.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe it is.
But something was said.
I'm glad I didn't have it and brought my own lunch.
Well, I kind of assumed you were never going to eat pizza because you're such a healthy guy.
Well, I mean, I eat pizza.
How often do you eat pizza?
Well, the thing is... We have cauliflower pizza.
Oh, the healthy stuff.
We have the healthy pizza at home. Every now and then when the kids order it for some party or something, we have friends over and it's just there, I'll have a slice of it, but not a ton.
Yeah,
not a ton.
That's what I thought. So BT and Sal, while criticizing me and criticizing the pizzas I brought, were talking about one specific pizza I brought, which was a buffalo chicken pizza. Here is the exchange. And here is the egregious thing that was said by our good friend, Brandon Tierney.
Do you believe that there was a calculation on his part to get the buffalo chicken pizza, which I think is un-American and should be illegal, that by bringing this in, he knew he wasn't bringing in three, he was bringing in two, because he was the only one who would eat the other one.
Now, forget the conspiracy theory that I literally brought buffalo chicken in so no one would eat it, and I would.
Well, do you like buffalo chicken pizza?
I love buffalo chicken.
Okay, so then you're ordering pizza with your money. You should get what you like.
Absolutely. But did Brandon say that buffalo chicken is un-American?
Well, buffalo chicken pizza
is un-American?
I would doubt that.
It's the best.
So many different varieties of pizza these days.
That's to me a top three pizza.
Let's go to
if
the
not ex- number one.
Let's go to the expert, Sean.
Is BT okay up in Rhode Island? I understand the times have changed, right? It's not the 70s in Brooklyn anymore where it's plain sausage, pepper. We have evolved as a society in 2025 where still the most popular pizza, I think, in the world is cheese, plain, whatever you want to go with.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Number two is buffalo chicken.
You say it's number two?
It's jumped up the rankings to number two, and it's generational, right? Any 20-something, 30-something-year-old loves buffalo chicken. It is the slice, if you're going in to just get slices, that flies off besides plain the most, and any good pizza owner will tell you that. It is not traditional, so I think somebody like BT probably overlooks it. But I'm telling you right now, BT's young son growing up, buffalo chicken will be a staple order in his house forever.
That's what I thought.
Like, personally, I love buffalo chicken pizza.
Give me the meat. I want the meat.
If I'm doing, like, a personal ranking, mm-hmm. it's number one for me. Now, I understand it's not number one in America. I think the number one pizza in America is pepperoni.
Without a doubt,
pepperoni. I think that's clearly the most popular.
Sometimes they don't cook it well enough, so you got to, once you get it home, you got to put your oven on broil and let it broil. The tops of the cheese gets a little bit more crispy, and then the pepperoni start to curl up a little bit. That's ideal.
Oh, absolutely. But I would think, like, if I said... I'm trying to think of another pizza. Like, what, the stuff in Hawaii. What is that?
Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian pizza.
Pineapples.
Pineapples don't belong on pizza. Like, if you want to kill that, I get it. But buffalo chicken feels American.
It's kind of a great contradiction.
Yeah, the sweet and the salt.
Yeah.
Really?
It's very good.
Yeah, it's very good. Have you never had it?
I've had it, and my reaction when I had it was, this doesn't make sense.
It blows your mind. Mm. Either way, look. There are a generation of people who love pepperoni, sausage, and meatball, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
The generations change. The Yankees allow beards now. Is that un-American? Buffalo chicken is a pie.
Depends. It's a generation thing.
I actually think it would be more of a stunner if you got multiple different types of pie and buffalo chicken wasn't one of them to call you then un-American for not
doing it. Thank you. All right. Well, here's the good news. BT will join the show later. I don't know how much St. John's we're actually going to talk about now because we may just be arguing about buffalo chicken pizza. But BT is up in Providence, and he will join us later on in the show. But that caught my ear because I heard that, and I was like, wait a second. All the criticisms are somewhat fair, decently fair, but calling buffalo chicken pizza un-American, that felt un-American.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. No, you come on, dude. Buffalo chicken's freaking awesome. And that was the only slice of pizza I actually had. I took one slice, I went back into the office, and then it disappeared. And like you said, I think it was the first pie that went away.
Yes, it's always the first pie gone. It's always the first pie gone.
Mm. If you had to do top five pizzas off the top of your head, not an official Cinco,
no
quickly,
problem.
How would you rank it?
Buffalo chicken would be number one.
Wow.
A number two would be a chicken marsala slice. A number three would be a sausage slice. Number four would be that Brooklyn grandma slice, you know, the square that has the sauce. Uh-huh. And number five for me would be the margarita, where it's the flat mozzarella with the tomato.
Interesting. When I used to work at Sirius Satellite Radio, right near Rockefeller Center, for anyone who knows the location, near Radio City Music Hall, I would get out of doing my show at about 11 o'clock at night, and I would be starving because I did not properly... kind of eat throughout the day. And there used to be a pizzeria right across the street. I would go in there and I would order the sausage, bacon, and pepperoni pizza.
My man.
And every time I had it, I thought to myself, tonight's the night I die. Hmm. Tonight's the night I have the heart attack. It's probably the unhealthiest thing in the world. And I would never even have it again because it's so over the top unhealthy that even when you're doing something unhealthy, that feels so wrong.
Right.
But I got to tell you, that was a pizza.
That's. Yeah. I mean, as long as it makes you feel good,
that's
all that matters.
Oh, it made me feel good. All right.
Place by me does.
That's why pizza. You can't complain about it because even if it's bad, it's good.
It's always good. I had a good slice in St. Thomas last week. Good slice.
No way.
I got it because my kid wanted it, and I ate it. I was like, not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
All right, let's get to some of your calls. Dylan's in New Jersey. What's up, Dylan?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
All's good, man.
It's just been a hilarious show, man. The pizza talk is why I called, because whatever. I was just driving around, and first off, I want to say I ran into sports broadcasting legend Paul Dottino earlier today.
How about that? Who did P-Dot tell you who the next Giant quarterback's going to be? Did he offer you an opinion?
He did. It's private between me and him. I can't blow up his spot and say the quarterbacks that we talked about. I'll give my own opinion. I think the Giants should definitely look into Jameis Winston. I'm not sure what's up to date with him, but I think he would be.
I gotta tell you, Dylan, Jameis is becoming the leader in the clubhouse.
He's becoming the people's choice.
I'm telling you, because he is a people's guy.
No doubt. Paul Dottino is a guy who Joe and I had on every Thursday for years, and I love P-Dot. Sometimes he would annoy us, but most of the time he was just awesome. Okay, and he is a Giant historian. He is a Giant fan, and he's covered the team for a million years. Sean has a real weird relationship with P-Dot because they hated each other for a while, and then they did a podcast together and sort of became friends.
No, we are friends. He hated me. I never hated him.
Okay. I'm just trying to get the facts straight.
And now we are friends, yes.
I am now fascinated, and you need to get us the answer because our last caller did not want to give us the info.
I text with Paul once a week.
Who does Paul Dottino endorse as the next Giants quarterback? I couldn't even guess because he's not a Rodgers guy.
At last check, he was endorsing the guy that's on the roster.
Tommy DeVito?
Now, I will double check.
Wait, what?
Really?
I know he loved Tommy.
Where's Lugie right now? He'd be freaking
Tommy.
Out.
But I don't want to speak.
I'm surprised by that.
Now, Paul might have been deeper diving into the draft by now, and that could have been something he was saying. But.
So one thing about Paul, and you guys may remember this from the morning show, and I certainly remember this from interacting with him, is he was the most loyal guy to Eli you could find.
Yeah.
And he was never for drafting a quarterback, even in 2018, and then even in 2019, where he was like, don't get a quarterback. And I remember the morning guys, Gio would put him on every day and say, are the Giants drafting a quarterback? And PDOT would say no every single day. So his loyalty to who's here doesn't surprise me, but I am surprised it would be Tommy DeVito.
So I'm going back through our text. The last time he endorsed a free agent quarterback, that free agent is no longer available.
Who was it?
Jimmy Garoppolo. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Told me when he heard me talking about Jimmy Garoppolo that I better learn how to duck grenades because he's been pumping Jimmy G for a
while. I think I know what's going on here with PDOT. He was going Italian, wasn't he?
Tommy DeVito, Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's what was going on. Mike's in Manalapan. How are you, Mike?
Yo, what's up, guys? Hey, Pete, this is the guy with the floating table head t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Down in Belmore.
Yeah, down in Belmore. I still tell that story all the time.
That's funny. Yeah, for those who don't know this guy had Mike had a shirt with Brian Daboll. This is Dabes' first year.
Right.
Dabes is I don't know, he's at a pool. He's in a pool. He's at his house.
Right.
And so I run into this guy. He has a Daboll shirt on. And so I'm like, dude, that is amazing. So I FaceTime Dabes.
I remember hearing about this.
And he answered. Dabes answered. It was awesome.
That's funny. Very cool.
And then
man.
We yelled at each other, you're the man, for like 2 minutes.
Exactly.
Hey, the reason for my call today is somebody's got to slap Sean around. How can you think that buffalo chicken pizza is the best pizza? Like, I understand if you're a little off and you want to eat that crap, but how can you think that that's the best pizza? Like, what the hell's the matter with him?
Mike.
Is it a Marsala slice? Come on.
How old are you, Mike?
Well, get the game, kid.
Mike, get out of New Jersey, kid, and have some real pizza.
Go to St. Thomas for pizza?
Fair rebuttal.
The water's not good down there. You're right, Matt.
You really think it's an age thing, Sean?
I do. I really do. I think it's an age thing. I think that there are a lot of people, mid-30s, younger, who, forget, when we grew up, it was four types of pizza. Buffalo chicken wasn't one until what? You know, the early 2000s?
Yeah.
I think people have grown up with it. Buffalo chicken is a flavor that's huge with everything. I think the majority of people, if you ask them today, hey, pick a pepperoni slice, pick a buffalo chicken slice, and you're of that young generation, you're going buffalo chicken.
I got to put a Twitter poll out now. Mm. Now you got me asking. How should I frame it? Should I just go pep versus buffalo, or should I have other kind of choices in there?
Is there a way to ask it age-wise and trust it?
I was going
to
say, if you're over 40, don't answer this.
Well, that's not going to work.
That's how you have to do it.
I think you just have to trust that Twitter in general is just, it skews younger.
Sure.
So you're going to get, without even asking for it, a younger response.
That's a good point.